From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The late Walter Cronkite held sway over the CBS Evening News, and his broadcast played a strong role in shaping public opinion. Among those who worked closely with Cronkite at CBS was our own legendary newsman, Dan Shore.
I imagine that no one would have been more astonished and more delighted than Walter Cronkite at the vast amount of ink and airtime occasioned by his death last Friday. That a generation later, he should share a global stage with the moon landing anniversary would have seemed only the natural order of things. 3 decades after he reluctantly vacated the anchor seat at CBS News, no one has come to fill his place in American hearts and minds as the prototype newsman, the most trusted man in America. Once asked to run for office, he said smilingly that he could not step down. His image was as the impartial purveyor of facts, without bias or opinion. Actually, some of his most dramatic moments involved departure from objectivity. The spontaneous, oh boy, as he watched the moon landing. The catch in his throat when he had to announce that President Kennedy had died. The eruption, I think we've got a bunch of thugs here, from the anchor booth at the 1968 Democratic Convention in Chicago, when he saw Dan Rather being roughed up by security guards. And famously, his 1968 visit to Vietnam and his on-camera conclusion that the war was unwinnable and should be ended. President Johnson told his aide Bill Moyers, "If I've lost Cronkite, I've lost Middle America." Cronkite also drew on his reservoir of trust when it came to reporting the Watergate scandal. In October 1972, about a month before the election, Cronkite noted to me as a designated Watergate correspondent that CBS wasn't giving enough attention to the deepening investigation. "This has been mainly a newspaper story," he said. "It's time to make it a television story." So we put together 2 lengthy packages summarizing all that was known about the scandal. Ben Bradley, editor of the Washington Post, later said that Cronkite and CBS had turned a newspaper story into a national story. No one commanded more confidence than this plain-spoken newsman from the Midwest. And given the trend towards tabloid journalism, we are not likely soon to see another Uncle Walter. This is Daniel Shore.